Hello and welcome to episode 111 of the Dragons Are Real podcast. This is Pete Jones and today I'm going to be talking about the Breathless SRD and Game Jam. So let's get straight into it. Now, several months ago on my YouTube channel I covered the Fairy app. This is a free and open source VTT by René Pierre Deschaix. He's an independent RPG designer and software developer from Quebec in Canada. And Fairy app is a simple, no prep VTT for playing games like Fate and other storytelling games, where you just need a character sheet, some index cards, and some dice rolling. And Fairy app has had some more development, so do go and check that out at the website fairy.app. Now, when I was on the other day, I noticed that there was also a sister site called Fairy Games. And René has got some SRDs on there from some very well-known games, like Fate, Lumen, Trophy, 24XX, but he's also got some other interesting games on there as well. So I was having a dig round, and the one I come across is called Breathless, and this one is by Fairy RPGs themselves. So let's have a look at Breathless. This is a free and open license version of Breathless, and it contains all the rules and guidelines to help you make a Breathless game. Now you can check it out at fairy.games, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. And they've also got an itch.io page which holds the SRD, as well as some other documents like the website, some templates for Google Slides and Google Docs. It's in a PDF format and pages and spreads and markdown. There's some logos and some Affinity Publisher documents as well. But let's have a look at this game. So what it recommends is that this game is about survival and horror. So before you start your game, you need to define the lines that should not be crossed, and you can pause or rewind the game if something uncomfortable happens during a session. One person is the GM, the rest are the players. When there's a challenge that needs to be overcome, you make a check to see how it plays out, but you only need to roll if what you are doing is risky. The GM telegraphs the risk of your action, and then you pick a skill, and you roll the die that matches its rating. Now this system uses D4s to D12s on the polyhedral dice. The GM telegraphs the risk of your action, and then you pick your skill. You roll the die that matches its rating, and then if an ally helps you, they also make a check as well, but they share the same risks as you. You take the highest die and interpret the results. On a 1 or 2 you fail and something wrong happens. On a 3 and 4 you succeed, but at a cost. And on a 5 plus you succeed, the higher the result, the better the effect. Because this is a survival game, surviving is hard. Everyone who rolled reduces the rating of their skill they use by one level. So a D12 moves down to a D10, a D10 to a D8, and D8 to D6, and D6 to D4. Skills cannot go lower than a D4. The GM can also disclaim decision making by testing for luck, and to do so they pick a dice rating simply based on the odds of the thing happening and roll and interpret the results. Now to reset all your skills to the original rating, you can ask to catch your breath. This is a brief break in the tension, can be done at any time, but when a character catches the breath, the GM looks at the scene and introduces a new complication to the group. When it comes to loot, when the fiction allows it, you can make a loot check to scavenge for tools, weapons, medical kits, etc. However, you've got to be careful of what is lurking in the shadows. You roll a d20, on a 1 something bad happens. On a 15 to 16, you find a D6 item. On a 7 to 18, you find a D8 item. And on 19 to 20, you find a D10 item or a med kit. You have a backpack, and items used in your backpack can be used in place of your skills. They start with a die rating, which decreases after each use. And when reduced to a D4, the item either breaks, gets lost, or fades away from the fiction until it's made relevant again, and you can only carry 3 items and 1 medkit at once. Then we have stunts. When you pull off a stunt, you use a D12 instead of a skill rating to do a check. Once used, you'll need to catch your breath again to use your stunt. Then we have stress. When you face a consequence as a result of one of your actions, the GM can decide that you take 1 stress. If your character ever reaches 4 stress, they become vulnerable. When vulnerable, failing a dangerous action could be taken out or sudden death, depending on the game you are running. You can use a med kit to clear 2 stress or lay low someplace secure a while to clear 1 stress. So how do you create a character in this game? Well, on your character sheet, you write down your name and your pronouns, and by default, all your skills have a D4 rating. Then you assign a D8, a D10 and a D6 to 3 skills that you think your character is good at. There are 6 skills: Bash, Dash, Sneak, Shoot, Think and Sway. And before you leave for your adventure, you think of an item that you may find useful and add it to your backpack as a D10 item. And that is the rules complete. Yes, it is a simple little game. Then we have some design notes by Renee. This is some guidelines to help you make your own breathless game. So you explain your setting, you maybe write a short paragraph to explain it. You decide how the catch your breath mechanics works around your game. Can they do it at all times? Do they have to be in a specific location or at a specific time? And think about the cost the characters have to pay for catching their breath. Then you think about the loot that you may want in your game, so you can make lists of available loot. You should customize the skill list and your classes that fit in your game, and you can use your stunts to make your players look awesome. So again, it's something to consider. Stress is the default pacing mechanism of the game, but if you want to increase or decrease the difficulty of the game, you can increase or decrease the stress track. And then it advises that you should add some role tables. These role tables should cover things that are important in your game. So since the game format is short, then these tables help in 2 ways. First of all, they help put a bigger focus on what's significant in your world. And secondly, they facilitate sessions for when the players are in doubt where the story should go next. You can include tables for things like items, locations, allies, enemies, complications, missions, etc. So that is the Breathless SRD, which is released under Creative Commons License 4. So that is the rules. There is also upcoming a Breathless Jam. What is a game jam, you ask? Well, a game jam is something that happens on itch, and I think it was originally designed for video games, but the RPG community has taken this up. And a jam usually happens when an author has a set of rules and he wants some more content for it, so a supplement, so it'll have a theme. Or in this case, there's an SRD, and you're encouraged to use this SRD to make your own game and submit it to the game jam. So this game jam is going to start on June the 1st, 2022, and it's going to last until July the 1st, 2022. You can put whatever price you want on it. You can have pay what you want model, make it a paid game, or make it completely free. Use the model that you are most comfortable with. When the game is, or the jam is up and running, the Breathless Jam hashtag is going to be used on Twitter, and Rene has said that you can contact him directly so that you can help him boost the game, or he can help you boost the game. The Breathless game can be in any size or format you want, and there are some resources for helping you with it. There's some logos you can add to your game. There's a Discord where you can make contact with other people in the community. There's a Twitter community. So there are quite a bit of help out there for you. So I've decided to enter the game jam. I've not done one before, so my entry is going to be Cargo. And I'm going to cover this on my blog of what I'm doing. Or if you want to join me on the Fari Discord, I'm also going to be involved with there. And it's going to be a space ship survival horror game. And that's all I'm saying for the moment. So that's all for this episode. Please do check out Breathless, and if you're interested in the Breathless Jam and joining in, then head across to the Breathless Jam as well. Details will all be in the show notes as usual. Thanks all for listening. I'll catch you all on the flip side.